Howdy, y'all. Well, welcome to tonight's concert, the year 2000 Cajun Creole Week concert. Really glad that you all are here, and as I was thinking about what I wanted to say tonight, I kind of decided to steer away from jokes, because Wayne's tractor jokes the other night kind of blew that out of the water right away. Figured I won't even touch that, and he's already out of town somewhere, so I just thought I'd take a little more serious note and kind of think about this week and what it's come to mean and how it started and kind of the effects that it's had on people's lives as we get ready to see this concert. This week was started in 1985 with a man named Dewey Balfa, who I'm since very proud to say has become my father-in-law. Unfortunately, he's not with us anymore. But he came up here and taught a fiddle class. And from that very humble beginning, this wonderful experience has grown. And it was around that time, too, that a national fad kind of started with Cajun music and some Creole music. And, you know, it was not really in the national awareness too much before that. But at the same time that this fad kind of started, to where, you know, recently I was in Alaska and they had Cajun salmon. And I was thinking, you know, I live on the bayou, I don't think there'd be any salmon in that water, you know, it's kind of brown. But there's that aspect of it, and there's also things that have really developed that have really affected people's lives. And I think our concert tonight kind of reflects that. We have a lot of musicians from Louisiana, but we also have a lot of people who learned from musicians in Louisiana and have taken the music outside and really made it a part of their lives in a serious way. I think that's what this week is about. It's not necessarily about bringing Louisiana here, but it's about meeting in a place where people can find meaning in their lives, and it goes both ways. And the first act that we have tonight really exemplifies that point. The musicians in the first act include Tracy Schwartz, who I'm sure many of you know. He was one of the very first people from outside of Louisiana to really go down there and absorb the culture and bring it out to other people. I was raised up in Ohio, and he was certainly one of the first Cajun musicians I ever heard. Spent a lot of time with Dewey Balfa, and really is an ambassador and partly responsible, I think, for a lot of what's happening here. And the second musician I'll mention is Martin Grosvent, and he's struck up a wonderful friendship with the third musician, Shelton Manuel. They've developed a friendship that started here a few years ago that's become a real beautiful thing when you see them together. You know, they have a true and lasting friendship, and that's formed from the seed that was planted here. And the third musician is, of course, like I mentioned, Shelton Manuel, who began his musical career in 1937, and he's played with all the greats over the years, Harry Schoetz and J.B. Fuselier and a lot of the musicians that are very, very important for this music. And just before I welcome them out, I want to remind you that there's no photography or video allowed. It's important for me to say that. But I'd like you to help me make welcome now Shelton Manuel, Tracy Schwartz, and Martin Grosvent. Thank you.
The first song, it's called The Cajun Queen. It's from the Doug Koshaw Band from way back. I want to do this tune for Dr. Brett that saved my throat a little bit. Y'all bear with me, my throat is a little not right for a while. You ready? Everybody ready? We're going to play The Cajun Queen. Thank you. Comment tu veux se faire? C'est le jour de Noël. J'ai dit mal marié, c'est le jour de Noël. Mets ta robe de blanc, car dans mes coins tapés. J'ai dit jour de Noël, c'est le jour de marié. Et Marielle nous aime, mais ta robe de blanc, oh Mr. Morton. I'm gonna play a number. It's called "Bury Me Not." It's from derived from the old bands around Cajun country, but I just don't like to be buried yet. I think we got an accordion song. Yeah, accordion song. I think it's called the Lafayette Playboy Waltz. What about we rehearse? Lafayette, moi je connais Charles Dalité. T'as pas de tigère à Lafayette, Lafayette, le monde, bravo, oh, Mr. Bond. Thank you. about Julie Blonde? That's the national anthem of Louisiana. That's where all that stuff comes from. I'm from Louisiana, I'm a Cajun. Cyprien called it the Tal de Ronce, which was the, we do it in honor for him, poor thing.
Than you. Thank you. I have some cassettes you brought, Joe. Take them.
I bet you fit it, don't worry about it.
I think they liked you.
What do you want to play?
Oh.
Fiddle, accordion?
That's a surprise. Let me have the accordion.
All right.
Yeah. Let me see. We're gonna play. I went to the dance last night. That's good for any cage, you know.
Tell you, it's a real treat to get to hear him play and spend some time with him, and he's even trying to show me some tricks on the fiddle, and I really appreciate that, giving me some tips. Well, our next performers come from around the Lafayette area in general. Randy Vedrine is from up around Ville Platte, and he was just telling me all kinds of fables about how he learned in prison from, you know, an old musician, but I know it's not true, so I won't even go into that. But he did learn, you know, in the tradition of the feet of the masters there. He's a great singer and guitar player. And with Mitchell Reed, they're in a band called Shadi Vadi. They got a brand new CD out on Rounder Records, which I'm sure will be for sale in the lobby. They'll have a lot of CDs for sale there at the Augusta store. Mitchell's is a great fiddle player and wonderful storyteller. I don't know if you'll get him to talk, but I'll tell you what, he can take it. You know, you could have been there with him and experienced something, and it didn't seem that funny. And the next thing you know, he's turning it into a 30-minute tale that's got everybody on the floor laughing. He's from a long line of storytellers, actually, in the Mamou area. That maybe that's where he got that gift. And performing with him will be Kevin Wimmer, who is one of the examples, I think, of what I was talking about earlier about this this real connection, these things that happen that really affect people's lives. He was in that first class with Dewey Balfa back in 1985, and since got hooked on Cajun fiddle and moved to Louisiana, and plays with me in a band with Christine Balfa, Dewey's daughter. So we're kind of, me and Kevin are kind of probably an example of the extreme of that, moving down there, making a new life down there, and we're really thrilled with the welcome we've received in Louisiana from all the musicians and other people there. It feels great. So they're going to give you some real kind of old style, kind of funky style, in my opinion, Cajun music. It's great to hear them. It's great to have them here. And I think we're ready for them. Starting out with Mitchell Reed and Randy Vedrine. There they come.
We're going to kick it off with an old-time Creole tune. This is something that we learned from the legendary accordionist from Orneville, Mr. Moise Robin. We took the tune and we wrote some, changed the words around and the melody a little bit. But it's just a good example of an old-time Creole breakdown, what they call. It's not really a two-step, it's more of a breakdown. And we call it femme, that means women in French. Moise called it La Fille de la Louisiane, the women of Louisiana. And tonight we're going to dedicate it to all the women of West Virginia. Thank you. Thank y'all. Thank you. That's an example of an old-time Creole breakdown. And we actually learned it from the accordion, but in the old days, they always had fiddle and accordion, and that was the old-time Creole music. We're going to bring out a good buddy of ours that we get to play with every now and then when he's not traveling with Balfour Toujours, because they stay very busy traveling all over the world. And we got him to play a song with us on our last recording. And he's a good buddy of mine. He's a big inspiration, a big influence on me. Mr. Kevin Wimmer. Come on out. About 3 years ago, me and Kevin, I was playing bass with Balfour Toujours, and we were touring England, and we brought with us some tapes, some old tapes of Dennis McGee, and we listened to them. Me and Kevin were always roommates, and we would listen to these tapes of that were made of Dennis McGee in the 70s, of old tunes that he, a lot of tunes that he never recorded, but they were done on just people going to visit him and record them on tape recorders. And somehow we got him. And there was one of the tunes that we learned. It was called Sweet Geraldine. It was an old blues tune or swing tune. And me and Randy took it, and we took the melody, and we put it to an old story. They say that there was an old fiddle player from Rain, Louisiana, in the, was it in the 60s that monkeys were real popular? 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there was a big craze that hit Louisiana in the 60s where everybody had to have a pet monkey, and you could order them through the mail. Most of them were spider monkeys, but they had an old fiddler from Rain, Louisiana. He had a chimpanzee. And anyway, every day he would get his fiddle out before work, and he would sit down in front of the cage. He was real awful. He was real screechy and stuff, and nobody wanted to listen to him play. So the monkey had, you know, was in a cage. He was forced to listen to the old man play. And that was his only audience. So anyway, every day the old man would get out his fiddle and rosin his bow and sit there and play a couple of tunes for the monkey and then go off to work. And many years passed. He did this for a long time. But one day, he came back from work, and all the neighbors were standing around his house. And he looks up on the roof of his house, and the monkey is on top of the roof of the house, and he's got his fiddle. Now, this is a true story. I'm not making this up.
This is supposedly true.
It really is. This is a true story. And they say that the monkey watched the old man for so long, he got the fiddle out, rosin the bow, went on top of the roof of the house, and he basically just held the fiddle like this. And then he got to watching all the people, so he put the fiddle under his chin, and he would strike the bow across the strings. Every time he would strike the bow across the strings, he would cut a backflip because it would scare him. No, I'm not going to try it up here. He did that until eventually he fell off of the house and he landed on top of the old man's fiddle and broke it to pieces. And they said the old lady, the old man's wife, was jumping up and down. She was so happy because they'd gotten rid of the old screechy fiddle and they made a big gumbo with the monkey. So anyway, we took this song, this story, and we put it to the music of Sweet Geraldine, and we call it The Monkey and the Fiddle.
Thank you.
We got time for one more. I ate up all our time telling a silly story about a monkey. All right. We're going to do an old-time reel that we learned from Dennis McGee. These are some more of that music that me and Kevin learned off these tapes. And they didn't have any, we didn't know the title of the tune. So, what me and Randy did, we just call it torchon's reel. A torchon is an old rag that you use to clean up messy junk around the house or whatever. And there was actually an old guy in Mamou named Torchon McCully, and he was an old drunk that would go around from house to house. You could get him to cut your grass and pick up trash or whatever, and you'd pay him in alcohol. And anyway, we do these two reels in honor of him. We call it something called Torchon's Reels. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We've had a great time being over here. We're having a lot of fun. Mr. Kevin Wimmer. Thanks a lot.